The Defense Department is close to completing rules for the operation of military tribunals to try detainees from the conflict in Afghanistan. NPR has learned that the rules would provide defendants who face such a commission with many of the same rights as a defendant in a court-martial, with some important differences. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
When President Bush signed his executive order paving the way for military tribunals last November, he created an immediate furor. Critics in Congress and elsewhere claimed the tribunals could be turned into kangaroo courts. They could be held in secret. The Commission of Military Officers could impose the death penalty with only 2/3 vote. The accused would not necessarily have the right to appeal the verdict. Immediately, the administration backed off, saying that the executive order set out only the minimum standards. Tomorrow, Congress will get a look at the rules before they become public on Thursday. Sources say the military commission will look very much like the courts that soldiers and civilians face. The accused is presumed innocent. The case must be proved beyond a reasonable doubt, as in a criminal trial. It will take only 2/3 vote to convict, but the commission must vote unanimously for the death penalty. The trials will be held in open court, although the prosecutors can present evidence in secret if that evidence is classified, if it jeopardizes national security, or if it endangers the court or witnesses. However, the accused would be able to see the evidence if it's used against him. There's a right of appeal, and as in a court-martial, the accused will have a free military attorney. He can request another military attorney by name, and he can hire a civilian attorney at his own expense. But there are some critical differences. Take, for example, the rules of evidence. In a civilian court, hearsay or second-hand evidence is theoretically barred from the court. Not so with military commissions. Also, the evidence does not have to be authenticated. It doesn't matter whether the government knows the chain of custody, that is, whether the documents were in reliable hands the entire time. In fact, it will be much easier to get evidence into the proceedings. All the prosecutor has to show is that the evidence has, quote, probative value to a reasonable person. And the appeal process is somewhat unusual as well. The detainee can't appeal to a federal appeals court, but to a panel of judges appointed by the president. Congress will be happy with the new rules, says one source. They go beyond what Congress asked for, he says. In fact, some might not think they're tough enough, although Congress does not have veto power over the rules, since they're an executive order. Now the question is, who will be the first person to face the military commission? And that is up in the air. The president must decide who goes before the new courts, and sources don't expect to see the courts in session for at least another 6 months. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.